All right, what's up, class? This is Optimus Fields at My Living Truth. We're at block height 649,702, and the current price is 10,296. Take it away, Nick.
Hey guys, it's Nick at Nick Can't Mine here. And before we start, we have a quick word from our sponsor, Citadel 21. They are a Bitcoin cultural zine and displays the best of the best written content directly by the Bitcoin Taco Plebs for the Bitcoin Taco Plebs. You can read their articles online for free or even purchase physical copies of all your favorite volumes. But you gotta be quick because there's only a limited amount and they sell out really fast. They sold out of their first edition of 1,000 copies in literally no time. And I didn't check to see how much is left of the second edition or the second volume, but from what I can tell on Twitter, there's not much left. So, yeah, they allow anyone and everyone to submit articles. So if you're eager to write something, I highly recommend you do it. Check out their website at citadel21.com. Their link will be in the description, and go check out their volumes. But today, me and Optimus have a quick presentation on why run a node. So, Optimus, you want to get right into it?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, today is going to be like a Bitcoin 101 show. I think we've gotten pretty complicated for, you know, the intermediate user. So, to someone new, we're going to get back to some basics, and we'll have a few following episodes that are going to be just bare-bone basics. But this week is, you know, why run a node? And the first slide is, what is a node? And so, as you can see on the slide, a node is a software instance of Bitcoin with every transaction, or as, you know, if you want to get technical, or UTXO, that has ever happened on the Bitcoin network since the very first transaction. So that means that you have, when you download a node, you have a copy of every transaction going all the way back to the very first ones that Satoshi Nakamoto created. And the reason you want to have these is because, like, we have, you know, the memes of don't trust, verify, and we'll get into this later, but you want to know what's going on to the network, and you don't want to trust anyone. And so by downloading a node with all of the information that's ever happened on the blockchain, your node communicates with other nodes as it verifies, audits, and propagates blocks. And so as we have here, it keeps everyone honest. It's an open accounting ledger of everything that's happened on the chain, and everyone has their own copy. And so if someone tries to adjust what's happening on the chain and tries to break the rules, then everyone sees it, and you can't mess with the Bitcoin ledger. And so, as we have here, a node is a verifiable accounting ledger of every Bitcoin, or as we said earlier, every UTXO. And right here at the very bottom, it says, on a technical level, it's simply a copy of every unspent transaction output, or UTXO, owned by each address, commonly called Bitcoins or sats. And so a node is essentially just a copy of the Bitcoin blockchain, and so that you know exactly what's going on the network from the very, very beginning, and no one can do some shady stuff on you. Want to add anything, Nick, or just keep going to the next one?
No, that was good. So why shouldn't you run a node? The single best reason to run a node is to verify all your transactions yourself, so you don't have to trust anyone else that you actually own Bitcoin. You can trust you can verify it 100% yourself. A common phrase in the space is don't trust, verify, and be your own bank. And having your own node is pretty much being your own bank, since you verify everything that goes in and goes out of your wallet. It helps you with your personal privacy by leaking less data to data analytic companies. You can use your node to check your own transactions, verify the total supply, block height, and more. Verifying the total supply is very, very important. You always want to be able to know how many Bitcoin are out there. You can't do that with US dollars. You can't do that with gold. And you can't do that with many other cryptocurrencies. And that's one of their biggest flaws. Plus, the more economic nodes the more decentralized and anti-fragile the Bitcoin network is. If you have one node, that's one central point of failure. So if you had one node, or the Bitcoin network only had one node, it's very easy to destroy the network and stop it. But if, let's say, everyone in the world had a Bitcoin node, it would be extremely decentralized, and it wouldn't have one central point of failure, and would be very, very, very difficult to stop. It pretty much is impossible to stop. Is there anything you want to add on to that?
Yeah, just like that note right there. Node's the final judge. And so when we say don't trust verify, what we mean is we don't have to rely on any human or any one person to tell us what's happening on the Bitcoin network. As long as you have a Bitcoin node downloaded, you download the initial block download, you have one stored up, you know, your node is the final arbiter, the final judge in what's happening with your Bitcoins. If my node doesn't receive Bitcoins, if my node, or you're trying to send me some quote-unquote Bitcoins that are following a different rule set and my node doesn't approve of it, then you didn't send me Bitcoins. And so I don't have to trust anyone but my node. My node tells me what's happening on the network, and that's, you know, it's trust minimized because I've done as much as I can to be sure that I am downloading the Bitcoin network and I'm saving it and backing it up. And then just one more note, the last sentence, the more economic nodes, the more decentralized and anti-fragile. What we mean by economic nodes is there's some confusion out there with people that if they just download a node, you know, they download Bitcoin Core or any other of these node options, and they don't send Bitcoins to that node or UTXOs to that node, that they're, you know, quote unquote, helping the network. And while that may be a possibility if you're seeding the information to other nodes, you're really not doing too much unless you're using a full node to verify your own transaction. So by economic node, we just mean that your full node has been sent Bitcoins and it's holding Bitcoins, or quote unquote holding Bitcoins, so that you can, you know, be a participant in the system. And here we got prune node versus full node. So depending on if you're a complete noob in the space, or you're new to the space, or maybe if you are a quote-unquote altcoiner, you may have a confusion on what a full node is. There's a lot of people that try to play with words in other cryptocurrency spaces, but when you talk about a Bitcoin full node, we're talking about, like we said earlier, you have a complete copy of the network. Currently, it's like 350 gigabytes of space to download the full blockchain onto your computer. But there's also an option for resource-limited computers or people that don't have as much money, as much space on their computers. That's called a prune node. And so prune node is still a full node, but you just don't need to save as much data. You don't have to save the 350 gigs, but it's still considered a full node because it has the latest hashes, and each hash can go back into further hashes. And so since it's all cryptographically verified, as long as you have the recent hashes, you have all of the information. And so as it says, a prune node prunes older hashes and saves only the most recent hash data. And I don't run prune nodes, so I'm not fully familiar with this, but I'm pretty sure you can adjust the pruning settings depending on your disk space. So you can hold as much of the blockchain data as you want to. And so, as I said, the only difference between a full node and a prune node is that a prune node isn't able to bootstrap new peers when they come online. So you won't be able to send them the total blockchain so that new peers can get up to speed on what's going on with the current block height. But otherwise than that, it's a full node. And, you know, if you can run a full node, if you have the resources to run a full node, then by all means, you know, the more copies of the Bitcoin blockchain, the better. As we said earlier, the more copies, the more anti-fragile. You can go to the, yep.
So now we're going to look at some of the different node options. We actually have three different slides of these. So the easiest and most reliable and free way to run a node is to go to download Bitcoin Core Wallet, let IBD sync and send some ETHs, or go to bitcoin.org or github.com/bitcoin/bitcoin. Another easy and free way to run a node is to download Wasabi Wallet. So go to wasabiwallet.io. All of these links will be in the description. So if you're interested, go download these, run these. I have used both of these personally, and I'm pretty sure Optimus has as well. And we can both vouch for them that these are both really good ways to run nodes and overall really good software in general.
Yeah, so like some people will complain that running a node is really hard and complicated, but like if you just get down to the basics, you just literally can download the software, and you know, depending on your computer depending on your computer, it might take within a couple of days to maybe a week if you're on like a really, really old computer, and then you'll sync up to the recent block height and you'll have a Bitcoin Core node or Wasabi uses Bitcoin Core as well, I believe. So, you know, it's pretty easy. Like all you got to do is basically download the softwares and run them and you'll be good to go. But you might want to, depending on your technical skills, to PGP verify them. But if you just follow the how-tos on their sites, then you'll be good to go. And then this next option is like a DIY node. And so there's a lot of really cool options out on the space right now where you get a Raspberry Pi 3 or 4. We definitely recommend getting a Raspberry Pi 4 because you're able to get a lot more features on these. But one of our favorites, well, I'm talking for some of the people in the chat right now that maybe we'll talk about in a little bit, is the MyNode build. It's a free build, but there is a currently $100 upgrade feature where you get a lot more features on the back end. And it's got a lot of really cool stuff like Lightning, BTC Pay, Tor, Electrum. It's got a really nice GUI and user interface. So MyNode has seemed to be getting a lot of love in the space, so it's definitely highly recommended. And if you look to the right, it's that little black one. There's like a plug and play ready that you can order off their site if that's the route you want to go. But there's also some really good tutorials online, like one by BTC Sessions where he tells you how to create a really cool looking DIY node. It looks pretty sleek, so might maybe want to go down that route. And then we have the other one that is essentially its competitor, is the Raspi Blitz build, and it's a free build and it's a little more complicated. I think it's kind of uses a little more command line, so maybe a little more technical. But someone can correct me in the chat. I know we have a few Raspi Blitz users. And it's pretty similar to the MyNode options. But it's got, I believe it's got Join Market and BTC Pay and a few other goodies on it. So it's not like one or the other. You can probably set up multiple of these nodes if you really want to nerd out and get different options on the cheap. So as Justifer put in the chat, he says it's a learning experience. So yeah, there's a lot of cool options out there, and I think there's a few more, but these ones are the main ones that we picked up for you guys.
So these nodes, to my knowledge, they do all the same as the others plus a little more special features that the company provides. The one on the top is a Nautilus, and these are just plug-in and play nodes. Everything's already pre-built, to my knowledge, pre-built, pre-downloaded and everything. Just plug it in and you're good to go. They look solid. I mean, they're pricey. You're going to be dropping some money on these, but they're solid builds and they look dope as shit.
Yeah, the only thing, like, if you look on the right, the Samurai Nodal, it's the most expensive one. The only perk, I think the difference between the Nodal 1 and the Nodal Samurai is that it's red. It goes faster. Nah, it's connected. You can, it's got its own Samurai Dojo in there, so if you want to, you can connect to, you know, Samurai Whirlpool and do some of that coin joining as well. So there's definitely a lot of options out there. And then, depending on what you're trying to do, say you're a company, or you're trying to sell some digital goods or even physical goods online, you may be interested in using BTC Pay Server. And so go to btcpayserver.org. And this is also a free service, but you're going to have to pay for a virtual private server. And the reason you'd want to do that is because, from what I understand, if you use the MyNode and the Raspi Blitz with their BTC Pay Server for your e-commerce site, you may be doxing your home IP address. And so depending on your attack vectors, you may or most likely do not want to be doing that. And so this is a great option for your e-commerce site. Get a virtual private server somewhere. They highly recommend LunaNode. And then you're not doxing your home when you're selling goods online. And I've been a user of BTC Pay Server. I really love BTC Pay Server. There's a lot of cool perks on there. You got a slick website and everything's, you know, pretty streamlined on there. You can use Lightning. You can use Bitcoin. You can load up different apps and have point of sales and fundraiser sites. And so BTC Pay Server is something I'd definitely recommend for someone that's trying to do something with e-commerce and receive bitcoins online, and it'll download a full node for you, and now you're a full node sovereign user of Bitcoin. And so,
and yeah
that,
a reminder just to run the fucking numbers.
Yeah, this running a node, while it's definitely something people should do, I don't think the concept is too complicated. So, you know, quick short, like, people, you know, do yourselves a favor, run a node, because you want to be in control of your funds. You know, you don't want to trust anyone. This is why we're here. You know, make sure that you're in control of your future, you're in control of your monetary future. Be a part of the counterculture of extreme responsibility. So definitely, if you're new and, you know, you're interested in Bitcoin, put in the time to get a node up so you can run the numbers.
Perfectly said. And that is the end of our presentation.
Let's go. To the members, those in the live chat, you guys want to add a few node points, or do we cover it well? Give him some nuggets of truths. I can't see anything. All right. Well, I guess on that note, thank you for coming out. I think this is episode 24. We'll continue to give you guys some Bitcoin 101 classes, as well as some, like, intermediate lectures, and, you know, just what we think you should understand to get you up to speed on Bitcoin and why we do what we do. And then to everyone in the live chat, stick around and we'll be into Teacher's Lounge. All right, peace out, guys.